I had something like that happen in the field with our sheep. The sheep got lost. One of the sheep got lost. We had, how many did we have? 28. And I got them all down just before lambing. They were all just about to start lambing. And I got them down so that just in case they lambed in the night. And I counted them again, went round the corner and counted them from a different angle. Then from this angle, there were still only 27. Oh dear, there's got to be one missing. So it's just about dark, and I took my torch and I went up to the top of the field. It's quite a big field, and there's a corner, there's a sort of hill you go over. And I went round all the hedges and I shone the torch in the hedges, and I was calling, I was just saying, "Hello, how are you?" Because that's how I talk to my sheep. And I just kept on talking as I went around the field. I went all around, and I was on the way back. I was sort of like there. And suddenly I looked, and in the middle of the field was the sheep. She was coming out. She'd come out of the hedge. I hadn't seen her when I went by. But do you know why she came out? Yeah, she heard my voice. Yep, she heard my voice, and she knew who I was. And so anyway, she came down happily, joined the others, and that was fine. The next day, she had twins. She was lame, and that's why she got lost. She got left behind because she was limping. And I think she'd just fallen asleep or something in a hedge. And so that's what happened. So, you know, it just made me think, yes, I understand what the shepherd felt like when Jesus told that parable about the lost sheep. You know, when you lose one, it's really big. It's a big thing. She might be suffering somewhere in a hedge. Now, I read it in Welsh, because I like Welsh, and it says, it calls her a female. It goes iddi. You know, that's the female, whatever it is, pronoun, thank you. I don't know whether I've, in the Greek it says it's a female, but there were obviously ewes that this shepherd was farming, and who knows, maybe they were in lamb as well. So basically there were three sheep there that were lost. There was the ewe and the two little lambs inside her. When we read Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd," what was the thing that hit you most? What did you notice about the psalm? Is there something in that psalm which speaks to you?
Heaven at the end of it.
Heaven at the end of it. Paradise. Yeah, we're all looking forward to paradise. Well, what strikes me is it's all about food, water, safety. I think those are really important things for us, because he leads me in green pastures. Well, the green pastures are food for the sheep, and they eat quite a lot of kilos of grass every day. I can't remember how many. And water, of course, they need. Safety. They do need to feel safe. And that's like us. We all need food, water, and safety. So Psalm 23 expresses what we need from the point of view of the sheep. And I've got a picture of sheep. And that is two ewes and lots of lambs. And the next one, and that's in the winter. And again, and you know, that is a sheep pretending to be a cow. So they need that green grass, and they love eating it, and they also have nuts. We give them nuts in the lamb feeder. And that particular ewe goes, how did she go? And her son, who's the cow, goes And we have another sheep who goes bleh. Some of them have voices that you think are sheep voices, which is ba and bo. And what did she think it was the other day? She thought it was mom. Mom. Now, if there were lots of children, I'd get you all to take one of the voices and we'd all say them together and then we'd all sound like a flock of sheep. But I'll leave that to your imagination. I don't think you all want to sing sheep songs, do we? But the voices of the do you?
Well, yeah. I can't speak for everyone.
Would you like to take a voice of a sheep? Shall I divide you all up?
No,
carry on. No, all right. Yeah. I'll just carry on. But the point of it is that I know their voices. They know my voice, but I also know who's who when they're speaking. I know my my little lambs, and they know me. And that's what Jesus was saying, wasn't it? Not in this parable, but another place in the Bible. He says, my sheep hear my voice. They listen to me, and they follow me. And that's what Bethan was saying. They do follow us because they know where things are. Now, I want to show you something. Not always good things happen in sheep. Josh, would you like to take this? Come and help me. Come and hold it for me. Now that, stand on there and then it can be seen properly. Yeah, that's it. That, do you know what that is? It's a shepherd's crook, yes. But what's it made of? A horn. Yes. Can I have the next slide, please? We had a sheep. You can look, Josh. It's actually one of his horns. Does he look scary? We had a sheep called Colin. And he did not want to stay in the field, right? He just wanted to get out all the time. And unfortunately, he tried too hard and he pulled his own horn off. And that's what that is. Because I wouldn't have taken it off myself. But he pulled it off himself. And it made a very nice shepherd's crook. But the point is, he just would not stop fighting. He just would not. It was just part of him. And we couldn't do anything. Can I have the next slide, please? We couldn't do anything except take selfies with him. He wasn't always fighting. Do you see that piece of grass in his mouth? So he's very happy because he's eating. And but when he wasn't eating, he was a little bit concerned about things. And the parable is that the shepherd can't stop the sheep fighting. You know, if we as sheep choose to fight, the shepherd can't stop us. Thank you, Josh. Are you all right to sit down again? Do you want to take it with you? You can take it with you and sit down. Yeah? Don't hit anybody with it. All right. Yeah, you can pass it round. Oh, I tell you what. Do you want to take it round, Josh? So people can look at it properly. Just take it to people. Yeah, it's funny. It's got varnish on it. So it's not, as you see, it was a bit rough before, but I put it on the stick and then put varnish on it. And so... Yeah, that's right. And it just keeps growing round and round. They start small and then keep going curly. So that was Colin. And unfortunately, he couldn't stop fighting. Anyway, the other not such a good thing about sheep is they get sick. And so as a shepherd, you have to be ready to deal with the sickness. And that's what Jesus did, isn't he? When he was here, he healed people and he helped his sheep. Is there anyone else who wants to see the horn? And so the shepherd, can I have the next slide, please? Shepherd has to know what's what with the sheep. Do you know what that is? Does one of the children know what that is? Yeah? Poppy? Do you know what it is? Oh, Rosie. Yeah, that's right. It's poo.
But it's not normal sheep.
It's not normal poo. That's right. You've got it there. What's wrong with it? Yes, it's got blood in it. And so that poor sheep was ill. And as a shepherd, you have to know, I don't know, but Bethan knows, what to do when the sheep is not very well. So the sickness comes into it. And I've got something I'll show you that we have to do with them. And we have to put a needle on there and put something in it, whatever it is, and inject it into the sheep. Yeah, it's a big syringe. It's obviously, that's for calcium, isn't it? And magnesium, if they're short. They need a big dose of calcium. But it's okay, it's not quite like us. It wouldn't hurt as much as it does for us, I hope. So the sheep are sick sometimes. But on the whole, they're well. And can I have the next slide? The best bit for me is, and Josh and Lydia have done this, haven't you? What did you do according to the picture? Yay! Feeding the lambs and the sheep. So that's the best bit for me, feeding. And you know, that's what the Psalm 23 starts with. He leads me beside still waters. He gives me green pastures, so eating grass. And at the end, he prepares a banquet before me in the presence of my enemies. So those lambs, although their mums couldn't look after them, in the presence of all the other sheep, they got a feast of milk, and they loved that milk, and they didn't want to stop having it, but we had to wean them. So I want a helper. Can anyone help me do some scientific stuff? Does anyone want to volunteer to be a scientist? Oh, well, you've got to choose between you. Do you think Lydia, because Josh did the... somebody's got to put a white coat on. Oh, that's the right size for you, actually. That's good. Okay. You do the poppers up. Do up here. You have to do them up because otherwise something might splash. No. There's nothing. It's okay. It's just little. Nothing too terrible. And... safety goggles. Pair of gloves. You don't need to put them on proper. Oh, yeah, you can, obviously. Yeah, wow, I'm impressed. And the next thing you've got to do is pick up the... magnifying glass, okay, and pick up what's in there and see if you can find out what it is.
A flower.
A flower! Just do a wild guess, it's okay. Daisy! It's a very, very like a daisy. It's actually, what is it? Chamomile, apparently. Do you want to come to the front and have a look? See what's happening. Yes, you're welcome. Do you want to come front in the front? Yeah. I can take that for you if you like now. Okay. Have a seat somewhere. I can move these things up. Yeah. Wherever. Doesn't matter where. So... If you put that there... Oh, no, keep the magnifying glass. And then I'll pass it to the other children. Pick up something else. Oh, yes, of course, so don't touch it. It's okay. It's just a pretend thing. So you can pick up something else, whatever you like. And have a look at that and tell us what that is.
A buttercup.
A buttercup. Yes, can we put the buttercup in there now? You can all have a look at that. How about this one?
No.
Do you know what this is? Hold it up so everybody can see. It's a leaf, yes, but yes, a dock leaf. I'll put that in there now. And they can have a look. And leave those till the end. Have one of these and see whether you can see what that is in.
Grass?
Yes, grass. Hold it up so people can see. It's in a Petri dish, all scientific. But it's all... Oh, there's another Petri dish there, but that's got the same thing as you had before, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Buttercup in a Petri dish. And what about this one? Just pick that one up. Oh, what's that? Hold it up so people can see. Look at it through the magnifying glass. Then you look scientific. And then you can put it in there. Okay, now. There's a bit of this flower. There you are. Hold it up. Can you see? Clover. Put it in there. And I have got lots of clover leaves here. Oh, sorry, I shouldn't have told you what they were. There you are. So if you actually really don't need gloves for all this, but it was just a show thing, to show what you sometimes have to do if you're dealing with sheep. So I have got bits of clover here if anyone would like them. Would you like some clover? You can have one too. Oh, you reminded me. Oh, yeah, put that clover back there. Now you have to pick up the nettle. Pick it right at the bottom there. And hold it up for people to see. There you are, nettle. Thank you. I kept it till the end as a dramatic finale. So if anyone wants a clover leaf, they're massive. They're so big, these clover leaves. It's amazing, isn't it? So there we are. Okay, now you can take all the things off. So basically, I was just showing you what kind of variety we have in our field of food, and the sheep will eat the nettles when they're small, and they'll eat the docks when they're small, but mostly they like the grass. And as the sheep feel safe and they're well and they live and they multiply, so God wants us to be well and multiply. And the other thing about Psalm 23 is that we have no fear. Even when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Do you know, sometimes it's not just the shadow of death from outside, sometimes it's me that makes myself more afraid than anything else. I'm sometimes my own worst enemy. And that, to me, is something of the valley of the shadow of death. When I'm frightening myself silly, God is there. He's my shepherd, and he will look after me. So, thank you. Yes. Yes.
I'm
We have got one, a real one. I mean, a usable crook. I don't really use this because it's too precious. But we've got a real one, and we use it. Yeah, you have to catch the. Yeah. And it is for their own good because, you know, they don't know when they've gone too far or when they're running away. If they run away, they might go into the road and get run over.
Absolutely.
And so you have to use the crook sometimes just to guide them. Yep.
I definitely need
the
crook.
Oh.
You're not the only one, John.
Yeah, I think all of us do. So, yeah, okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'll just pray. Thank you, Lord, that you are our shepherd. You are the shepherd of each one of us, and you look after us. You know us. You know us by name. You know our characters. And, Lord, we do know you. Lord, I thank you that we can know you, that you are a person, that you are not a God who is far away, but you're actually right here in among us and talking to us and leading us and guiding us. And so we ask you, Lord, to take us out into the unknown, or also take us out into the known, and help us to face whatever is ahead of us and to be calm and peaceful because we know that you are our shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen.